This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced that sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India, OCI cards. This will allow them to live and work in India without restrictions. Addressing an event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India.
I'm happy to announce that OCI cards will now be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. You are not just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India looks out you. India welcomes you. And India embraces you.
During his speech, Mr. Modi congratulated Trinidad and Tobago for becoming the first nation in the Caribbean area to adopt UPI. He said adopting UPI is not just beneficial to Trinidad and Tobago, but for India as well.
India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has revolutionized digital payments. Nearly 50% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. I congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for being the first country in the region to adopt UPI.
Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamala Prasad Bisesar, has announced that PM Modi will be conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honour. During his two-day visit, Mr. Modi will also hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar, and will address a joint session of the Parliament this evening. He reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago last night on the second leg of his five-nation tour. On the next leg of his visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussions will review the ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke with the chief ministers of Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh in the wake of heavy rainfall in different parts of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said adequate numbers of NDRF teams have been deployed in the states for the people in need and more reinforcements can be sent as and when required. He assured the state chief ministers of all possible assistance from the central government. The National Consumer Helpline has successfully facilitated refund of over 7 crore rupees to consumers in the last 2 months. This significant redressal was achieved across 30 sectors, effectively addressing more than 15,000 consumer grievances related to refund claims. Notably, the e-commerce sector accounted for the highest volume of grievances, followed by the tourism sector. Other sectors witnessing grievances followed by refunds included general insurance, agency services, airlines, among others. The government has announced that all tax benefits currently available under the National Pension System, NPS, will also be extended to the newly introduced Unified Pension Scheme, or UPS. The Ministry of Finance, in a statement, said the inclusion of UPS under the tax framework marks another step forward in government's effort to strengthen retirement security for central government employees through transparent, flexible and tax-efficient options. In cricket, England were 249 for 5 at lunch on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. England now trails by 338 runs. Jamie Smith, 102, and Harry Brook, 91, were at the crease. Earlier, India posted a mammoth 587-run total in the first inning against hosts England yesterday. England currently leads the five-match series 1-0, having secured a 5-wicket victory in the opening test at Headingley in Leeds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.